Hey there, friends, and thanks for joining us. I'm so excited you're here with us today. Last episode, on episode 24, I shared with you four strategies for retailers to keep the momentum going if you've been having success through the last few months, which I'm seeing so many retailers have, and how to maintain that success. Well, one of the things that we also chatted about, and I did a retailer survey recently, and a lot of group conversations, and I've been asking what the retailer's biggest frustration is in maintaining this momentum. And guess what the number one thing was? It was marketing. And I want to share today some reasons that your marketing might not be working for you. I'm seeing some of the same things over and over again. So today we're going to chat about that.
Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
First, I wanted to share a beautiful testimonial that we received and a review that we received over on our Apple podcast. So thank you so much, Melanie Curley, who owns Mango Reclaimed. This is what Melanie had to say. I took a deep dive into Wendy's podcast today, and I am loving the retailer stories and all the actionable advice. So thank you, Melanie. We so appreciate your review, and you can follow Melanie over on Mango Reclaimed, just a beautiful retailer, and I so appreciate that review. So please leave us a review if you happen to find value in the podcast. We so appreciate every review. I read every single one that came through. So let's get to it. Let's talk today about three reasons that your marketing just might not be working for you. One of the core frustrations that I hear from retailers, from coaching clients, from the groups that I run, is they are so frustrated that they think that they have to be in all of the places for social media. They don't have time to plan. They don't think through the whole marketing thing. Marketing just becomes this overwhelming machine thing that they feel that they just have to do. And they just want more foot traffic. They just want more visibility for their business. And they're super frustrated. One of the number one things that retailers come to me for, and the first thing they say is, I need more foot traffic so I can make more money. And while that is true, we do need more foot traffic, we also need to make sure that we are spending our energy and our time attracting the right people, the right customers, and the right, you know, doing the right things for marketing. We are making life so hard on ourselves. So I wanted to simplify a few things for us today. And I thought I would share, again, three of the reasons that I see and some ideas and thoughts on how we can shift that. So three reasons that your marketing might not be working for you. And let's dive into that. So most of the biggest problem is a lot of retailers just think they need to post more on social media. So more Facebook posts, more Instagram, you know, they just need to do more, or they need to be everywhere. But marketing isn't social media. Marketing is a strategy. Marketing is Facebook is just a tactic. It's just one of those tools that you can use to get more marketing. It's super important for us to be consistent with our tactics, whatever tactics that you choose, whether that's Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is you need to, you know, you want to use to do your marketing. But it really is just a tool. It's not necessarily, marketing doesn't mean, you know, just keep posting on Facebook. If you think about it, Facebook, if you just keep posting on Facebook, you're just fishing in the same pond. You just keep talking to the same people. Hopefully a few more will grow and hopefully a few will share. Well, Facebook is an incredible tactic, and I'm going to highly recommend it as part of your marketing strategy for your retail business. It is not posting more on Facebook that is going to help you. I really want to encourage you to just think more about what your marketing strategy is. So again, it sounds big and fun, big and fancy, and retailers tell me that they're too busy, but this is the number one thing that I see why marketing is failing. So we need to make sure that we're putting a plan in place. So that's the second thing. We're not planning properly. So putting a proper marketing plan in place. So first mistake that we're making is just thinking we need to post more on social media. The second part is we really are not planning. I see this over and over again. So we're literally just throwing whatever, wherever we can, jumping on Instagram when we can, jumping on Facebook when we can. We're not really thinking through, again, this whole marketing plan. And the first thing that people say to me is, I don't have time to put a marketing plan in place. And what does that even mean? So I want to simplify it for you. It doesn't have to be complicated, my friends. Think about the big picture. If you know what marketing is, so marketing is getting your brand known, getting attention of your buyers, right? That's really all it is. There's all kinds of complicated definitions of marketing, but really it is just getting your brand known, getting the attention of the right buyers, and getting them to come into your store. It's as simple as that. And of course, there's lots of things that we need to plan to do that, but we can't stop marketing and we can't stop planning for marketing. We need to be looking at the big picture of our marketing. So we like to plan out marketing in just five simple categories. Again, trying to simplify this for us. In my course, Retail Made Simple, this is, we go into depth. We spend a whole week on this and talking about how, you know, how details and how we can do it. But really simplifying it is, you want to attract customers. You want to understand how to engage customers. You want to understand how to nurture your amazing customers. You want to make sure you're serving them the proper things, you're listening and you're paying attention, and you want to over deliver or wow and delight, as we say. That's really the five parts of marketing. So I'm going to share them again. So attracting new customers, which means getting their attention. How are you getting the attention of new customers? This isn't talking to the existing customers. This is, how are you getting attention up? And that can be from the outside of your store to on social media and your website, you know, using different tactics and strategies that way. How are you engaging people? How are you getting their attention to walk in the store? When they walk in the store, how are you engaging them? When they land on your website, how are you engaging them? Your nurture, the next one is nurture. And nurture really is, you know, how are you maintaining, how are you letting them know that you care and you think about them? So from the time I walk in the store, what are you doing to nurture me? How are you showing me that your store is someplace I need to be? Or when I land on your social media, or when I jump on your email list, are you nurturing me? Are you telling me all about yourself? Are you showing me great signs inside your store? There's all kinds of different ways to nurture. And again, we cover all of that in depth and give you tons of examples inside the course Retail Made Simple. But this is really all it is: attract, engage, nurture. And the next part is serving. Serving is what you're selling. So, you know, making sure that we are serving and offering and giving and selling what they need. What are your customers looking for? Making sure we have the right products for the right customers at the right price in our stores. Simple as that, right? It's not complicated. And the last part is just wowing and delighting, over delivering. What are the little things you're doing in your store? What are the little things on your website that are, you know, lovely, or Facebook? What are you doing to, and maybe that's as simple as offering free how-to videos on your website or free demos inside your store. What are you doing to wow and delight your customers? If you pay attention to these five areas, this is your marketing plan. If you sit down and spend some time every week, just part of your CEO date, if you're a regular listener, you know, I talk about CEO dates and how it's really important for us as the business owner to put that CEO hat on, take the time. I do a CEO date every week. I encourage all my retailers to do this every week at some point during the week. And one of the things I do on my CEO date, and I encourage my retailers to do, is to just think through this marketing strategy. What are you doing to attract this week? What are you doing to engage, nurture, serve? Wow. Simple, right? Does not have to be super complicated. It's just a matter of paying attention to these things. So if you are looking to plan and do a marketing plan, that's all you need to do. Big picture strategy, super simple. The last thing that I see a lot of retailers, and a mistake that retailers are making and why their marketing is not working for them, is they have no idea who they're speaking to. And I say that with love, and an example of that would be for just talking to anybody, just sharing what your neighbor sharing what your customer, Susie down the street does this, or somebody who's successful in business. Well, she's sharing all these things, so I guess I should share all these things. We all have different customers. We need to know our ICA, our ideal customer avatar. And we might have a couple of different ICAs in our store, but we want to make sure we are speaking to the right people. So are you talking to the bargain shoppers if you're talking about discounts and deals, when really the person that you serve is not a bargain shopper? Are you just wasting their time on social media, or are you giving them value when you talk to them on social media? When you send an email and a newsletter, are you actually thinking about sending it to, you know, your ideal customer, or is it just a robot kind of email that you are sending? So you're not, you know, that's all, again, part of your nurture and engaging strategy. But I see this over and over again, and actually just recently had a conversation with one of my coaching clients, and she said, you know, I need to mark all these things down and put sales on. And I said, why? And she's like, I don't know. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to put things on sale all the time. And I said, no, your customers are not looking for sales. Her customers, I know her customers intimately. I said, your customers, they don't care about discounts and deals and that kind of thing. Her particular customer was more interested in service and value and ease. They wanted, you know, things sort of easy for them to pick up and buy. They wanted, you know, they wanted her to speak to them in that language. They wanted to say, let's make it easy. Let's wrap your gifts for you. Or let's, you know, do bonus values. We were talking about holiday planning, and, you know, she was talking about putting gift baskets together. And I'm like, they aren't looking for discounts. They're looking for you making them look good, right? So, and giving them, you know, added value versus discounting things. So it's really important to take some time before you put your marketing strategy in place, before you start posting on social media, before you do anything. One of the number one things is understanding your brand, which is something a lot of us don't take time to do. I see it over and over. Understanding your brand and what you stand for and having a brand voice. And then, you know, so that that brand gets known. And then who are you speaking to? Who are your ideal customers? Who do you want to serve? Who is spending money in your store? And start thinking of those people. And how do we get more of those people? And how do we talk to them? And how do we get them to say, me too, and I love you? And I just, you want them to be wrapped up and become crazy, awesome, raving fans of your business. So you want to make sure that you know who you are speaking to. So I hope that that makes sense. And I really wanted to clarify and simplify some of the reasons that I'm seeing over and over again from creative shop owners when they come into my world, when they come into my groups, or when they join my inner circle. And again, one whole week is dedicated in my course, Retail Made Simple, to marketing. And we actually just deep dive into these five strategies. So if you're, you know, if you're looking to get further in, I would love to invite you to join us at the next time we open Retail Made Simple, which will be August 23rd. So if you're listening to us before August 23rd, I'd jump on the wait list and see what we're all about for Retail Made Simple. It's simply that I am trying to simplify retail for creatives, making things like social media simple, things like marketing simple. We don't need to be complicated. Quite honestly, once we put these plans in place, it actually takes so much burden off of our day and our time. You won't believe how much freedom you will have. It just makes it easier. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be a time suck. I mean, oh goodness, I mean, how much time do we spend making social media and sitting there staring at the screen? And what are we going to talk about today? Honestly, when you have a plan in place and you spend some time and you understand exactly what you're doing, it can be, you know, social media, marketing. And marketing, again, is not just social media. Marketing is going to be, you know, collaborations in your community. Marketing is going to be getting known on, you know, maybe in the local media. There's lots of different aspects to marketing. When we go through attract strategies, the very first one, you know, there's paid attract strategies with Facebook ads and advertising, and there's organic attract strategies, which is just going to local networking meetings or just dropping off postcards next door at the coffee shop. There's all kinds of things that we're going to cover and give you tons of examples and things to make it easy for you. Once you start getting in the habit of going through these five stages, again, you know, the attract, engage, nurture, serve, and wowing, and you're just always doing it, this marketing strategy, it's like an engine of your business. It's just going to keep humming, and paying attention to it is going to keep you moving forward. So it's just going to keep a constant stream of new people coming into your shop. It's going to keep your current people happy. It's going to keep them coming back. And really, that's what we want, right? Marketing is all about getting new people in the door and keeping the customers we already have happy and have them become repeat customers and encouraging them to buy and, you know, and shop in our stores. That's what it's all about. We can't stop marketing. That's my, that's actually in big letters when you join Retail Made Simple on the week of the third week, I think we do so marketing, and we talk about sales and how to sell in stores, because that's another whole kettle of fish that retailers struggle with at times, especially creatives. It's hard to sell, and that's a whole other topic, but selling inside your store is a big thing that we cover as well in Retail Made Simple. So I hope those three points helped you. So the three reasons that your marketing might not be working for you is, one, you're thinking that it's just posting more on social media. It's not. Number two, you're not making a plan. You know, you're not planning out these five areas of marketing. And number three, you don't maybe know exactly who you're speaking to. You're kind of just speaking to everybody. And again, you can't just copy what other people are doing, because your customers are different than theirs. You've nurtured and you've grown this beautiful raving fan base. So let's make sure we're speaking to them. That's the whole goal. So those are the three reasons that your marketing might not be working for you. So I want to remind you that it's our job. It's part of our job as the CEO. You'll hear me talk about that, right? You're the CEO of this beautiful business that you're growing, and it's our job, you know, just like having the right products in your store, just like displaying them properly, just like offering amazing customer service. Another job that we have is being the marketer, being the marketing team for our business. So, and I promise you, it will save you so much time once you have the right pieces in place. The puzzle pieces will all fit in place for your marketing. And it will so ease up your time, which gives you more time to, do the things that you love maybe a little bit more in your business, which I hear, you know, and myself included, maybe it's the creative side of running our business, right? The marketing kind of becomes a chore that we dread at times, but it doesn't have to be. So I hope you'll join us at Retail Made Simple. Again, it's my signature course. It's a 4-week course. It's opening on August 23rd. And before you say, Wendy, I don't have 4 weeks, that's just crazy time. Crazy talk, because Christmas is coming, Q4 is coming. You get the training on a Monday. It's not live. You can do it on your own time, because I so understand how busy you are. And we do have a weekly call, and then you have access to me for a month, so we can brainstorm and talk and look at your marketing and talk through all of it together at your own leisure. So I have taken all of the considerations of a busy retailer and simplified them in Retail Made Simple, so that it's speaking from one creative to another. I'm totally know where you're coming from. So I encourage you to jump on our waitlist. You can find the waitlist at wendybatten.com. You can find it there. You can also find it at wendybatten.com/podcast in this episode. The show notes will have that. We'll have it there for you as well. So I'm super excited. I'm also doing a free masterclass. You're more than welcome to join us with the free masterclass. So during the masterclass, we will be touching a little bit on marketing. We're going to be talking about three different strategies for simplifying what we should be focusing on right now. And I'm going to be doing a live webinar on August 23rd, 7 p.m. And you're welcome to join me. I would love to see you there. Seats are limited for the masterclass this time. Usually we have unlimited seats. We are doing them in a webinar style this time. And I'm also going to be offering a bonus for those that watch the webinar, the masterclass. I will be offering a bonus at the end. If you watch the live, you will see a bonus at the end for anyone who's interested in joining the Retail Made Simple. So I urge you to kind of maybe sign up for that as well. And you can find that at wendybatten.com/masterclass. Again, here in the show notes for this podcast episode. And again, that is August 23rd. So that's a free masterclass that we'll be doing. And then we will be opening the doors to my favorite course. We've offered it several times. It's been super successful. It's really been helping retailers move their business forward. And that's called Retail Made Simple. And we only open the doors twice a year. So if that's something that you think maybe that you need for your business, I'd urge you to jump on the wait list for that as well too. I'm so excited about that. That course just lifts me up. I love seeing the success that retailers have once they take it. And it's really just light bulb moments. To be honest, we cover lots of topics, but it's light bulb moments. And one whole week is dedicated to marketing. So thanks for joining me today, my friends. I hope that you're having a fantastic week. And I am really looking forward to seeing you on the masterclass or inside Retail Made Simple. See you soon.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.